Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get to some of your emails, some thoughts on this lineup. David from Charlotte, North Carolina writes, I hope this email finds you in good spirits. I'm in very good spirits. Thank you. After finding out our guy Pete Alonso has come home for another 162, I've been listening to the podcast for years now, traveling between sites during my workday, and I wanted to weigh in on the who bats second debate. I could tell by how you brought this up on the day of the RICO that you had some interesting ideas, and something tells me we may have a similar wavelength on this. Here's the way I would set this lineup up, at least at the beginning of the season. Obviously, if players don't perform as expected, changes would happen. Number one, Francisco Lindor. This is obvious. Don't fix something that isn't broken. Number two, Brandon Nimmo. I know people may think this is crazy, so let me explain. I believe that at the core, Nimmo is a contact hitter who knows how to get on base, and that is exactly why we want him here. Hitting in between Lindor and Soto will ensure Nimmo gets good pitches to swing at. When good hitters get quality pitches, great things can happen. We may not have seen the best yet of Brandon Nimmo. Let me just respond to that. He strikes out a lot, so I wouldn't say he's a great contact hitter. He is the kind of guy, though, that if he can get back to being Brandon Nimmo and get on base close to 40% of the time, which is not nuts, the idea of two guys being on for Juan Soto a lot is very appealing. I think Brandon Nimmo's got to reprove himself. Now, you could say the same thing about Pete Alonso. I totally get it. But I think if Nimmo can get back to being that high on-base guy, which dipped in the second half of last year, it's not the craziest idea in the world, even if I don't like it to start. Number three, Juan Soto. The three-hole is where you put your best all-around hitter, and with Lindor and Nimmo both capable of getting on base at 40% of the time, while also both being fast, makes this another no-brainer. I don't think your best hitter bats third anymore. I don't think that's the way it is. Your best hitter now bats second, which is the pushback on the Soto batting third. Batting cleanup, Polar Bear Pete. He's back to be protection for Juan Soto. He's also the prototypical power hitter hitting behind Soto and before Vientos will give Pete more strikes to swing at. Mark Vientos, fifth, our rising star. Pete finally gets the protection in the lineup he deserves. I speak in my language. I want Pete to get protection. I'd love to see Soto do it first, but I get it. Vientos could certainly supply that. Number six, Winker Marte. Feels like the right place to put these two veteran guys. They can be the bridge between youngsters and even share jokes or input on the pitchers to the younger hitters via the on-deck circle. Even more so when a fresh inning is starting. Look at that. I didn't even think about the jokes. Batting seventh, Francisco Alvarez. In the seventh spot, Alvy would have less pressure and really give himself space to grow. This is the prove-it spot in the lineup. Number eight, Jeff McNeil. McNeil, the infamous eight spot, the inning extender. Got to clear that nine spot, and McNeil gives you a good chance to do that. Number nine, Jose Siri. Yeah, I mean, we're on a kind of a similar wavelength with that. My one difference would be I'm not ready to bat Brandon Nimmo second to start the season.
I have a question for you, because this is the one thing about Brandon Nimmo where a lot of people said, like, you know, he's changed his approach at the plate, which is why, you know, whether it's the team has asked him to hit for more power or whatever the case is, but is that the difference? Is it that they've specifically asked him to change his style at the plate?
I mean, maybe. He certainly has supplied it. And we also saw him much more aggressive on the base paths last year, which I know you enjoyed, because he was stealing some bases. You know, Brandon Nimmo went from a guy that would absolutely never, ever, ever run to all of a sudden stealing, you know, 15 bases, which was at least a respectable number, considering he was stealing three bases the year before that. I think that there clearly has been a change of approach with Brandon, because he's just much more of a power hitter now. I mean, he hits for pop. And I think if, depending on where he is in this batting order, he may get a ton of RBI opportunities. He drove in 90 runs last year, which for Brandon was such a massive number, considering his career high was 68. So he's become more of a slugger and dangerous hitter in terms of extra base hits over the last couple of years. I think the negative is his on-base percentage has dropped 5 years in a row. Think about that for a second. He was at a 401 clip in 2021. He also hit 292. Then he drops to 367. His average dropped, but it was still good. He hit 274. It goes from 401 to 367 to 363. And then last year, all the way down to a 327 clip, despite driving all those runs in. And his batting average also dipped. It dipped 50 points last year. And you try to figure out why. Well, his strikeout numbers were up considerably. He struck out 23% of the time, which is higher than the league average, and was up over what he had been doing the last couple of years. And yeah, I mean, he's pulling the ball a hell of a lot more. So when your pull percentage is up, I guess you're just assuming, yeah, he's trying to jack it, trying to hit the ball over the fence, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I just want to see his on-base percentage get back up there. 340 for Brandon. Now, Brandon Nimmo's got to be 380, 390. That's what I want to see from Brandon this year. And hopefully he's healthy, because, look, maybe the reason why he dipped as much as he did last year was because he was not a healthy baseball player. Maybe that's what contributed to it.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.